Normally, an ID would cost $28, but for those people who just need an ID for voting purposes, it's free under the new voter ID law. But Democratic Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee says the law is still causing confusion for voters.
You can do this, but you can't do that. You got to jump through this hoop and not that hoop. I just want to make sure that DOT is doing the piece that complements, so that the concept of whether or not you need to have an ID and whether or not you need to pay for it, that there is no confusion.
Taylor's bill would require the DOT to make clear in writing to anyone who goes to a Department of Motorized Vehicle Center that a free ID is available for the purpose of voting. Right now, DMV workers aren't legally required to inform customers that the ID is free. Christina Boardman is the director of the DMV Bureau of Field Services. She says getting the free ID is as simple as checking the box marked identification card on the application.
As long as they check that box and they're otherwise eligible for the product, they can get it for free.
There's been some controversy recently over the process of obtaining a free ID because of a YouTube video that shows a Wisconsin woman trying to obtain an ID for her son and encountering some confusion from DMV workers. The Government Accountability Board says it'll mount campaigns in early January to educate voters about the particulars of the voter ID law. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.